Let's move on to events at Villa Park last night, if we can, Martin. Some unsavoury scenes, by the looks of things. Shame on the game, various headlines, various incendiary headlines on the back pages this morning. What was your view on the whole incident at Villa Park last night? Villa supporters running onto the pitch at the end, most of them at the end of the game. I know that some had just been on a few minutes before, but certainly at the end of the game, after they'd won 2-0.
Well, it was brewing all game, wasn't it? It was brewing, but the first time there was a spillage, shall we say, of supporters onto the pitch when they scored the first goal, then when they scored the second goal, and it was, and then there were loads of people on the pitch. While the game, and you couldn't quite work out why they were on the pitch. I don't know what actually sparked that initially. But then at the end, you could just see it was building and you knew that everybody was going to come on. Now, if everyone comes on the pitch, it's not helpful. It really isn't, you know. But if everyone comes on and it's a joyous celebration of you know, the fact that Villa have won a game. Okay, it's not ideal, but there's worse things to worry about. The issue is people confronting West Brom's goalkeeper. Is it McManaman? Was struck twice. That's not exuberance. That's not a joyful thing. That's people going on and taking a liberty because there's 700 of them and one of that fella, and you know that's seriously wrong, and that's where Villa have got the problem. I think, you know, the FA will obviously take action. They don't tend to take action against lower league clubs where if there's a giant killing and everyone comes on the pitch. They don't tend to take action at the end of the season if a team's had a great year.
And wants to celebrate promotion.
Wants promotion or staying up or something like that. They don't tend to act in those circumstances. The problem that Villa have, and I feel sorry for Villa here, because, you know, they obviously don't want it to happen anyway. It's not like there's anyone from the club trying to entice people to come on at the pitch. But the problem that they've got...
In fact, the football the last few years has barely enticed people to come to
the ground. Come to the ground, let alone on the pitch, yeah, absolutely. So, but it's the actions against the West Brom players that are going to be the problem, because players have got to be able to feel safe. Yes. You've got to be able to go to a ground and do your job and feel safe.
If you and go back to when they didn't, that's when... why the fences were erected at stadiums, including Hillsborough, that ended up killing people. So you have to look beyond exuberance as to what, in the worst case scenario, it can end up with. And that's why I think you're right to raise this now, because we have to stop it and the football has to stop it. And you know, the last thing we want, any of us who either were at Hillsborough or remember it, is ever to see a fence at a football ground. But what else can you do if players are in danger?
You can, for a start, you cannot schedule a very high-stakes, high-pressure derby match in the FA Cup with huge away following for whatever it was, 5:15, 5:30.
That's gone by the board now. It used to be considered fundamental that you don't allow drinking time at these matches. Now nobody cares.
I thought that scheduling was very strange.
With that in mind, we had a Capital One Cup final last week at 4 o'clock. But does that make any? You've seen the YouTube footage of the Tottenham supporters on that platform at Wembley Park. They are shameful. There's no getting away from that. What can the clubs do to prevent that in terms of the responsibility towards their own supporters leaving that game or going to? I know the incident was after the game, but beforehand, what can the clubs do?
Well, I think football has a tendency to sort of disregard or sweep under the carpet anything that doesn't happen within the ground. And so, that, you know, people fighting on a platform at Wembley Park is the kind of thing that, well, are Tottenham going to take action? Are Tottenham going to be able to take action? We've seen what Chelsea did with the incident in Paris. They handled it very well, but this is a slightly different incident. And I don't know, I mean, it's you know, we have seen a lot of these, or more of these incidents flaring up lately. I mean, it's camera phones and it's, you know, social media and we probably wouldn't have been alerted to them in the past. But
is that the reason, Ollie? That so it's not creeping back into the game. You just believe that more and more people are filming it.
I think there's more exposure. There's more facility to get it out there. But I think in general, yobbish behaviour might be on the up. Without wishing to diversify into a completely different conversation. I mean, you know, you see sort of rise of far right movements and far right parties and that kind of thing. It's you know, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that any sort of slight increase in racism or yobbish behaviour in football might be reflective of something in society.